and the one that sits next here is a piece about as wide as my hand. It's called Landbar.
Landbar?
A landbar on a turning plow. And that leaves that earth here, the edge of it. See, the plow done picked it up and turned it over here. And that leaves what we call a furrow. And this side of it's just a straight. Well, when that plow comes around again, it just covers that up and leaves another. Unless it takes the dirt over here and turns its bottom up, that's called a moldboard. And this that you hold to keep it from falling down is called a plow handle. It's got a crooked pin.
Good way to get blisters, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet your life. You don't wear gloves.
After you plow, what do you do to your field?
After you turn it over that way?
Uh-huh. What did you do in the early days?
In the early days? Ordinarily, in breaking a great big field, there's going to be some turf turned over. Mm-hmm. And it might be some clods if the ground just is soaked for its moisture. There'd be some clods. All right, now you get to turning this land all over. You wait a few days and you wait for a shower of rain. And then after the shower of rain falls, if something happens to keep you from doing it, you'll grab a team and what we call a section harrow. They got teeth in them, you know, the section over here and one over here, and then we have that beam, what we call a hair beam. Mm-hmm. And this section over here, it's got two, we've got a hook at each corner. And this section here, they set side by side, it's got a hook at each corner. And this beam over here has got four rings in it. Two to fit this section here. And two on this end to fit this section here. Mm-hmm. Then there's a big, what you'd call a guide rod with a ring in it. That's equally divided out here in this hair beam. It lays off out there that you put your double trees on. Uh-huh. Bring your team in there and turn them around, hit your traces. Take your line down, step back behind that hair and holler, get up and take after it and just tear the ground all to pieces.
Can you go backwards in one of those?
No. Go fire it all together.
Uh-huh. Go where?
Go fire it all together. Uh-huh. And you got to be careful in turning. You turn the darn thing over. You got to know how to drive. Well, after that's done, we used to take either a walking cultivator or a rideman. And rideman always had a hobble on it, to where this gang or that gang couldn't go back and forth. They both went right along together because it's tied together. Well, that way you mark your rows off, getting ready to plant. Just go ahead and streak it. Now, a lot of them, they just lay off one row at a time. Like a piece of ground lays this way, I'm going to say a walking cultivator. Or riding, don't make any difference. Your gangs are hobbled. Your cultivator foot pieces are hobbled. They're not going to dance around one from the other. If one of them makes a crook, the other does, because it's tied together. But when you get out, you raise them gangs up, drive out, turn around, and come back, put that horse right in this left fur, if you're going yon way. And this fur, this foot piece goes right back in that same fur, and this other marks off another row. And when you get to this end, you turn around and that goes in that. And you drive through, you see, if you can drive the first row straight, you'd be all right. Because mm-hmm. That other fur holds the horse and holds the cultivator. And then when you get ready, get it all laid off, you're going to ride in a planter, ride in a two-row planter.